A.
J.
Gay.
A gay.
Can you even say that?
A gay.
A J. I'll slice your whole face off and wear that shit around the motherfucking house.
I got a real quick. Did people make fun? Did people call you a gay? Like a gay?
They, yeah.
Do you know like what I mean? They, but like a homosexual, like a gay.
Oh,
but like,
see, I didn't even think of that when I said that.
Oh, you just have bad. You just can't read well. Well, I mean,
well, that's true.
To be fair, it's spelled yeah.
Different. Yeah. Have you ever had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Oh my god! I want to shit on everybody's lap.
Oh wow!
I don't know what that means.
I mean, we are naked.
Wash your hands.
Huh?
I'm trying to think of a word that starts with G, but that I so I could make a joke that you did just now.
How about Gavin?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Your name starts with a G.
Have you ever had a baseball coach? And when I was a kid, I had a baseball coach, and it turned out that he wasn't just a J guy, but he was also a pedophile. And so
a J guy.
Yeah, you know.
No.
You don't get it?
What are you talking about?
You know, you got to live in the moment, because in only a week or so, Steven's going to get on a get engine and fly all the way back to LA. And so you have to make the most of every moment.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Crisscross, make it. Gump, gump.
It's like Nike says, Gus, do it.
I forgot now.
Oh, yeah.
You had a question? Was it why you were... Why am I wearing these?
Oh, let's play a game.
Could you tell that fucking horse to just chill out?
Let's play a game.
I'm
all
just
right.
here for an
So let's say let's play this game. This will be really fun.
Okay.
What is the middle name? We'll guess each other's middle names, and then we'll say, like, if my middle name is Tyrell Great Dancer Hartman, then it's TGDH. Those would be my initials. Let's guess each other's initials. Let me start over. Let's play a game.
I don't like
Let's
this
guess
game.
Each other's initials.
Okay.
I don't like this game.
So Kevin Clapman.
This is not a good game.
Yeah, why are we starting with
this
me?
This sounds like a setup.
Let's play with Kevin.
I know what we're
let's
doing.
Let's play with Kevin Clapman.
Yeah.
Wonder what his middle name is.
Kaplan. It's really confusing. I was the only Jewish person they let in.
And so your initials.
Yeah.
Steven, would you like to guess his initials?
Probably KJK.
Ooh, would you like to try again?
Nah, this game sucks. Fuck this game.
Fuck you. Yeah. Tyrell.
It's, Let's see. What would a third K make it be funny? Why would that be funny?
I'm good at pitching. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he likes baseball.
Yeah, maybe I'm a pitcher.
Grandfather was a strike.
Yeah, let's play a different game.
I've never heard that joke made before.
Really? Nobody's ever called your granddad a strike?
Oh, no, not that. No, the one about, well, it is Kaplan. My middle name is Kaplan. And it's weird because...
Why is it weird?
Because the three Ks have to do with this group. And
what group?
He was a Jewish guy.
I think they're a rap group in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Oh. Didn't they do what... Damn, what's that song?
I think they did a song called We Da Police.
Intergalactic.
I thought it was going to say Ice Ice Baby. That's probably different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you are our first and foremost ass eater of the Denver LA
first
comedy scene.
I prefer, yeah, getting my ass ate is.
Oh, do you? So this is a good question. I thought of one. Do you also eat ass?
Yeah, you.
But you get your ass ate and you eat ass.
Yeah.
Nice.
Have you seen?
Have you ever had your ass ate? Kind of afraid to answer that.
Yeah, of course.
Just in case.
Of course.
Have you seen Human Centipede? It kind of reminds me of. It's a segue. It just kind of reminded me of. You know what you said about the.
For the record, yeah, we haven't. We don't like eat it. Like we eat it, but we don't like sew our mouths to somebody's ass.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, what is the difference between just like licking and eating?
I think the size of the bite you take.
Okay. Because if you lick it, you have to
stick it.
Lick it front to back, just for safety.
I go the other way.
Oh.
Back, side to side.
Those poor women.
No, it's the...
Dudes?
No, it's the, you know, cha-cha slide.
Okay. I just figured...
Go back to front.
If you do front to back. If you go back to front, then you get the poop in the pussy. If you go back to front or front to back, then you get the pee in the butt, which is much better.
Oh man, Tyrell. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can use that in LA.
I won't, but it was funny though. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you, I don't know, man.
I like.
What do you like?
I like it. I mean, what we're talking about. It's, what were we talking about?
You getting your ass ate?
Yeah, no, that's.
Okay.
No complaints.
When you're in that studio of the BoJack Horseman, I brought a VHS tape of my stand-up, and I was thinking, could you just like take it with you and show, just like show the people that what my stand-up?
They're not interested. And,
oh, really? Did you ask them?
They, yeah. Well, I just know too. They're like, you don't know anybody who fucking is a idiot.
Oh my god!
I was like, ooh, yeah. They're like, okay, don't recommend them. I was like,
oh my god. That's a better, that might be a good selection process.
Who also does a better BoJack Horseman? You both have really good radio voices.
Do you need to use
I'm
the bathroom
sad.
Again?
That's my, can you edit that out?
I thought you were making fun of me.
Oh, no, I was trying to do BoJack Horseman. All right, you go, do your BoJack Horseman.
I don't.
I do hate how I sound like I'm transitioning.
You do kind of
you
sound
do?
Like that.
You both have great radio voices, and I'm very effeminate.
You are.
I don't think so.
What? Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I think you actually, you know what? I think you're exactly how you think you are.
What? How's that?
Yeah, what do you
how
mean?
How do you think you are, Tyrell?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I mean, you are what you think you are.
What do you think I am?
I think you're a person who thinks they're somebody.
Wait, and you're saying he is that? Wait, what?
We have you on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We beg you for months. You finally come on. We make it very uncomfortable for you. And you come in here and you tell me that you think I am what I think I who I am.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Stephen AJ. I got it.
Oh, you did it. You finally.
You know, I was going to ask Steve if I could open for him, but saying, can I open for you means something totally different in Hollywood.
Oh, what's it mean?
What does it mean?
I think it's something to do with sex.
Do with sex?
Has something to do with sex. Anyway.
Do you do a sex in Hollywood?
Some people do, but I don't know what.
If you want a job, you have to say, can I, you say.
I thought people in Hollywood only did sex with kids.
Um, they do have stores where you can just buy couches, and we could call one and ask if they have any casting. No, it's. I just feel so off today. Can someone else say something?
Maybe
now?
You shit the funny out.
I think I did.
My favorite part of this episode is ending it. Having clear 7 or 8 times clear stopping points.
Mm-hmm.
We should call the waste management place and ask if I can get that poop back because the funny is in it, apparently. And then I could put it, and then we could use one of those tubes from Starbucks and then Ace Hardware. And then we're going to need one of those things that you hang upside down from that help your back stretch out, because I don't have any sort of engine or turbine so that I could do it up in an upward manner. And then what we're going to need is...
I don't know.
Can you edit that out?
So what you're saying is if we call a waste management system, basically...
Are you a coffee drinker?
Do you know what coffee is?
What are we talking about?
Should we call someone? Make a joke about a big O face.
That's what I'll be making when I'm getting my rim job.
Thank you for calling Big O Tires. This is Albert. Can I help you?
Hey, Albert. I was giving you a call. I just wanted to see if you guys were still open.
Yeah. I've got one tech. One went home. I got one tech and three cars ahead of you right now. What is it you need to get done?
I was just going to see. So it sounds like you're like halfway open, maybe not like full.
Yeah, we're kind of backed up right now, to tell you the truth.
Are you backed up?
Three cars, and one tech just went home.
So it'd be pretty hard to get a rim job at this time of day.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
If you like, back in the morning, we'll set up an appointment.
Could we ask a couple questions? And I say we because I'm here with my two brothers. I'm here with my brother Jason.
Okay.
He'll say hi in a second. He's a little.
Hi, how's it going, Jason? Here.
And then also Jerson.
Jason, and who else?
Jerson.
Yeah.
Tristan.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I guess we were just calling. First question was, are you open? It sounds like you're half open.
How long?
We're open. I just have one tech, and we're backed up three cars right now.
How long would it take to get, like, tomorrow? Like, if we called tomorrow, like, how long would it take to get a rim job on three cars?
When you say a rim job, I'm not quite sure I'm understanding. What exactly do you mean by rim job?
Well, we were all kind of hoping. Yeah, if you had three spots, we all kind of wanted to get one at the same time.
When you say three spots, you're bringing three cars in?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm following you. Yeah, we're open at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll have by 9 o'clock. We should have three guys here.
So three guys for three holes?
I'm pretty sure. Let me take a look at the schedule. I think we're going to be okay at 9 o'clock. You can bring your cars in and we can take care of that for you.
Three guys, three holes, three rim jobs, 9 o'clock.
How long does that usually take?
When you say a rim job, I never heard of that before. What exactly do you mean by a rim job?
It's just the outer area. So if you're open, then you're really just working the outer area.
Is it a repair of a wheel?
Yeah, I mean, it feels, I mean, shine. I don't know if it's necessarily broken down there or like torn up or anything, but yeah, I guess you could say a repair.
We don't repair wheels here. Actually, yeah, we don't repair the wheels here.
Well, then let me back up. It's not a repair.
Uh-huh.
It's what you guys do.
If what you need is to clean up the rim, dismount the tire and clean up the rim and remount the tire. If that's what you mean by a rim job, we can do that. We'll have a full crew here tomorrow morning. You can bring it in and we can.
How long does that typically take?
How long does it take for a car with four wheels?
Mm-hmm.
About an hour per car with four wheels.
That'd be good.
Could you do all three of us at the same time?
I don't know if we can do all three of you at the same time, but maybe one, maybe two at a time.
That's good, because then I could watch the other two get it done and then just see if that's something that I would be interested in.
We can try. I can't guarantee you that we can get it done at the same time. I mean, we can get one done, and then right after we get that one done, do the next one and the third one.
We're brothers, and we're used to getting it done at the same time. That's just why we're asking.
Yeah, we can get you done, probably. Give us an hour per car. In less than a half a day, we should be able to get that done.
Okay.
Nice. What does the O stand for?
What's that?
In Big O.
What does Big O stand for?
Yeah, what's the O stand for?
The O. Take a guess. The tie that Big O that tires have right in the center.
It's the face.
How
that
many?
Would be my guess. I don't know.
Oh, I thought it meant for open.
5 months ago. What's that?
I thought it meant open. Big open tires.
But I have no idea. You might want to ask the CEO. He'll be in here tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I've only been working for, I've been in this business since 1989, but I've been working for Big O maybe 5 months, 6 months now.
Oh, you've been
But in... you can ask the CEO will be in here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. You can ask him.
Wow. All right.
And you can get his autograph if you want it, too. I mean, shoot, I've gotten it. I've gotten it.
When he autographs.
I don't see why anybody else can have it.
You think you'd autograph my
ring? Might be worth some money in the future. I don't know. Yes. Put it on a baseball card.
I'd want to put it on my rim.
Maybe. Hey, that's not a bad idea. We can ingrain it, right? We can, yeah.
Now, that's a rim job.
What if we got a rim job from the CEO?
Yeah.
You think he
come on down. We'll be open at 8 o'clock. We'll take care of that rim job for you. We'll do it all at the same time simultaneously.
The Big O CEO simultaneously getting rim jobs from the CEO of Big O.
Hey, he works as much in the back as he does in the front, so don't be surprised if the very CEO himself works on your wheels tomorrow.
I love you. But, I love you for saying that.
That's amazing.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. I love you.
All right. See you tomorrow.
I love you.
Okay.
All right.
That's great. See you tomorrow.
No, say it back.